Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm David Greene. When Standard & Poor's downgraded the United States credit rating, it said that the, quote, effectiveness, stability, and predictability of American policymaking and political institutions have weakened. In other words, S&P's down on Washington's dysfunction, distrust, and gridlock. Today, the political reactions to the downgrade suggested that the ratings agency might have a point. NPR's Ina Jaffe has the story.
Let's start with the one sliver of bipartisan agreement in today's comments on the downgrade. On CNN's State of the Union, business executive and former Republican presidential candidate Steve Forbes called Standard & Poor's downgrade of the nation's credit rating outrageous.
I'm surprised S&P would play politics. The U.S. government can pay the interest and the principal on the bonds.
On the same show, Larry Summers, former head of the National Economic Council in the Obama administration, also knocked S&P. He alluded to the rating agency missing the call when it graded toxic real estate bonds AAA and to what the Obama administration called a $2 trillion miscalculation of the country's debt.
Look, S&P's track record has been terrible, and as we've seen this weekend, its arithmetic is worse.
By the way, on the S&P thing, don't shoot the messenger,
said Republican Senator John McCain on NBC's Meet the Press. It's not Standard & Poor's fault that the country can't deal with its fiscal and political problems. McCain instead blamed President Obama in particular for failing to lead and Democrats in general for their rhetoric.
Lately, the Democrats have been calling us terrorists, so we need to lower that level of rhetoric, obviously.
Another Republican said it was dollars and cents, not rhetoric, that was the issue. Congressman Paul Ryan said on Fox News Sunday that the budget he authored and that the Democrat-controlled Senate rejected would have solved all the problems that Standard & Poor's cited as reasons for the credit downgrade.
Our partners on the other side of the aisle have been unwilling to reform the programs that are the cause of our future debt problems.
Nope, not the Democrats' fault, said David Axelrod, President Obama's chief political strategist, on CBS's Face the Nation.
The fact of the matter is that this is essentially a Tea Party downgrade.
If it weren't for the Tea Party, said Axelrod, the president would have been able to close the debt ceiling deal with House Speaker John Boehner.
Then he went back to his caucus, and he had to yield to the most strident voices in his party, and they played brinksmanship with the full faith and credit of the United States, and this was the result of that.
But later on Face the Nation, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina defended the Tea Party.
The Tea Party hasn't destroyed Washington. Washington was destroyed before the Tea Party got there.
And President Obama's to blame, said Graham.
Everything is worse. Unemployment is up by 18%. Gas prices are up by 93%. He's had a chance. We're 3 years into this, and he's failing, and it's not the Tea Party's fault.
The reaction to the credit downgrade began to get lost in an argument about the impact of the Tea Party. Howard Dean, former head of the Democratic National Committee, spoke in the same segment as Graham.
They're totally unreasonable and doctrinaire and not founded in reality. I think they've been smoking some of that tea, not just drinking it.
In the end, the debate between Graham and Dean ended like this.
This was the sidelines blaming
Obama would be fired.
The truth of the matter, Howard.
But all TV shows must come to an end, and anchor Bob Schieffer broke in.
Gentlemen,
is failing.
I'm very sorry. Just when it's getting good.
Good or bad or maybe just more of the same. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.